what a performance by a young 18-year-old as he knocks off the number two player in the ATP. Very pleased that Robert Bettauer from Sportsnet can join us. How are you, sir?
I'm excellent, and yes, that was an incredible experience.
So, because we're kicking this one around, and you've seen it all, you've been around, you know, the Rogers Cup for a while. Where does it fit, Robert? I mean, what did we watch last night? Was it a great Canadian moment? Was it a great Rogers Cup moment? What kind of moment was it from a tennis perspective?
Well, I thought it was a defining moment for Canadian tennis, and certainly a defining moment for Denis Shapovalov. I mean, I think he served notice internationally that he's going to be a major player going forward. And no less than Roger Federer just said on air that after his match, I watched the match, and he said, I was just so impressed. He said, it's great for him and great for Canadian tennis. So, I mean, everybody took note of that. You beat the legend Nadal when he's in full raging bull mode and withstand that pressure and keep your cool and take it to him. Then the world takes notice of that.
Let's talk about Dennis's game at 18. What is he as a player? Where is his strengths? Where do the improvements still come?
Yeah, he's a tall, lanky kid. So first of all, he's going to get physically a lot stronger. He's a real shot maker. So he's left-handed. That's always a bit of an advantage. And he's a very powerful forehand and backhand, generates a lot of pace and a lot of spin. You could see that against Nadal and against Del Potro the round before, top players, that they were actually surprised and almost on their back foot initially with Shapovalov's pace. So that was really quite revealing. Big serve. So he's got a big first serve that has a lot of power, but he's got a very tricky second serve, big lefty kick on it, which gets up high on the opponents. Where can he still improve? He can get his net game can improve substantially. As he gets bigger and stronger, his movement will really pick up. So there's a huge amount of upside to this young man. But the fact that at 18, he's playing the kind of ball that can beat the Nadal, that can beat the Del Potro, and that gives them difficulty, that tells you that there's a major future here coming along.
Robert, I know we only did a couple of these tournaments together, but one of the things I picked up from you was always footwork. Tell me about his footwork.
Well, I would call him a very solid mover. I just think he's going to get a lot better because of how he grows into his body. I mean, he's a lanky 18-year-old. He's going to look a lot different in the next 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. But he certainly knows how to cover the court well. He cuts off the angle well, reads the play very well. So, I mean, I think in Shapovalov, we're looking at the full package here. And the other piece is he loves the big stage. I mean, we had Wayne Gretzky on our set a couple of days ago, who's been, folks may know, he's been supporting Shapovalov here this weekend, and he said he's got ice in his veins, and he said he has that championship quality where they want to be given the opportunity to be on the big stage and be able to perform, and that's the thing you can't teach. Shapovalov has that. He loves that environment, and one of the things that he did so well was just bring the audience totally into it. There was so much energy. I mean, you're right, I've been around the game for 40 years. In fact, 40 years ago was when I played my first Rogers Cup. And I was there 25 years ago when Daniel Nestor upset Stefan Edberg in Vancouver. And that was considered the biggest upset at the time and was also a defining moment for Canadian tennis. This one equals that in terms of upset quality, but the quality of tennis was considerably higher.
Robert Bettauer from Sportsnet, our guest on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Pat?
Robert, you talked a little bit there about kind of his mental makeup, Dennis's mental makeup, and how he really thrives on the big stage. From your interactions with him, does he have the right mental approach to be able to keep his game at a high level and be a high-level player for a long period of time?
Yeah, I think so, for a couple of reasons. One, because he really wants it. I mean, you can see it in the way he talks, and I mean, tennis is his life. So he's looking to be a great tennis player. He doesn't have ambitions to be anything else associated with that. Secondly, he has an outstanding support team around him right now, led by Davis Cup captain Martin Laurando. Marty's just done a fabulous job of helping him negotiate all the usual maze and pitfalls that young professional players go through. And particularly, as people may remember, he went through a very traumatic episode at Davis Cup in February where he was defaulted in the fifth and deciding match against Great Britain for inadvertently hitting the umpire in the head or in the eye with a ball. And, you know, that could have shattered a lot of players. And Laurando, I think, played a key role in using that as a major, teaching point And really helping Shapovalov manage his emotions better on the court. And that's the biggest improvement I've seen in him from Davis Cup in February to now. It's just he's got more of that professional balance, doesn't overreact either too positive or too negative each point, gets on to the next one. But what he does do is when he has a big point, he gets the crowd involved, and so he gets to feed off that energy. And that's an additional little asset that you have as a player if you can pull that off.
How long? Because I believe I've heard you say prior to his win over Nadal that, you know, we're probably talking about the best candidate to be the next Canadian superstar in the sport. How long has Dennis been on your radar for?
Certainly a couple of years. I mean, last year I think people in general took note when he beat Kyrgios at the Rogers Cup in Toronto. But mm-hmm. he played off form Kyrgios in that match. Whereas here, these are huge, legit wins over Del Potro and Nadal. And even his first round, Dutra Silva is a really solid tour player. So that's three really big wins in a row. So that's the real deal. And I think that before that, I was aware of him here at the National Training Center. I think I hit with him when he was about 13, 14 years old in Toronto. And, you know, you could tell there was big skill there. But, I mean, there's a lot of big skilled kids around at 12, 13, 14. It's a very small percentage that translate that into what Shapovalov has at 18. And, you know, you know he's only going to get better. You know, he's only going to build on that because with the result yesterday, at a minimum, he's going to probably be close to top 100 in the world ranking, which means he starts getting straight into the tour events at the 250, 500 level. So this starts becoming his regular stage. He starts to get to play against these players week in and week out. And that's where the real learning happens. That's where the real progress will happen.
I know that it's, you know, we always have to be cautious when it comes to how things project. But what's the ceiling here? What's the ceiling for Shapovalov, knowing he's only 18?
Well, I think he's proven that he's got top 20 skill level and ability. You don't beat Nadal and Del Potro without that. It's a long road to get there. You know, I think the next step, I mean, it looks like he's, you know, very close. And look, if he wins tonight, he goes to 66 in the world. So I would say the next step for him is top 100, followed quickly by top 50. Top 50, you're straight into all tournaments. And then you work your way up into the top 20, where that, then, you know, when you're into top 20, you're seeded. And then your draws start to adjust as well. And, you know, then you're projected to play top players in the later round. So those are all the stepping stones. But, I mean, I think that given his current trajectory, I think it's important not to rush him. And I think, you know, lessons have been learned with other players previously. And his mother's his coach, and I've chatted with her this week here as well. And she said, look, you know, it's year by year. It's not going to happen overnight. And I think folks around him understand that. But I think, you know, I think he'll be top 50 within 2 years. And by that, I mean like a firm top 50. And then I think he'll push hard into the top 20. You know, so I think at the age of 20, 21, he's going to be up there.
With a guy like Raonic, you know, we've known about him and we expect him on a regular basis when healthy to be playing in Grand Slam quarterfinals and playing in Grand Slam semifinals. But in a consistent basis, he's kind of had that struggle breaking through that glass ceiling and getting into that range where he's consistently beating those top four players in the world. Knowing how much younger Shapovalov is, and I hope you know where I'm going with this question, is that same kind of big four glass ceiling going to exist with Shapovalov going forward? Or because those guys are older, does he maybe have a different road to getting to be a top player in the world?
Oh, I think he does have a different road. I mean, I think for Milos Raonic and Kei Nishikori and that group and, you know, Cilic and Berdych, I mean, they're up against the, you know, three of the of that top four, three of them are going to be among the greatest of all time. And Murray, you know, with two gold medals and three majors, he's still counting. That's an incredible top four. It's probably the best top four in the history of the game. And, you know, now with Federer playing his best tennis at 36, looks like he's not going anywhere for a couple of years. But inevitably, that will change. And so the next gen generation, now led by Alexander Zverev, I think, and possibly Kyrgios, he's certainly a lot of skill. And Shapovalov becomes part of that group, and they may leapfrog. They may be able to leapfrog or at least step very quickly, get up to the level of Milos and Nishikori and Cilic, and that'll be the battles that will be coming up in the next 3 or 4 years. Having said that, Nadal and Federer don't look like they're going to go anywhere, and that's great for the game as well. And it was great to see Fed. Actually, the question I'm going to ask him if he's on our desk today is, you called out the next-gen players and coaches, so come to the net more and volley more, and I think that that's an important piece for these players to add. They're not going to beat them. They're not going to beat a lot of the top guys just from the baseline. You've got to do more. Shapovalov can do more, and I think he can still add more by adding a more aggressive and technically proficient net game.
Robert Bettauer from Sportsnet, our guest on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. You're probably aware that here in Calgary we've got just a fantastic new tennis center. How's the growth of the game? How's the grassroots of the game? Are we seeing the Steve Nash impact, the Wayne Gretzky impact, the fact that we've had big names making finals here in the last couple of years? Is the grassroots growing, Robert?
Well, I mean, Shapovalov is an example of that. He has definitely built on the success that Brownage and Bouchard and Pospisil have had. I mean, he wouldn't have done what he did yesterday if Brownage hadn't been in the final of Wimbledon and beaten Roger Federer, and if Bouchard hadn't been in the semifinals of the French and the finals of Wimbledon, and if Pospisil hadn't won the Wimbledon doubles. All those results tell the young, developing Canadians, Canadians can beat the best players in the world. They can perform on the biggest stage of the world. That changes the psychology completely of the young athletes that are developing. And what Shapovalov did last night, rest assured, there are 9, 10, 11, and 12-year-olds throughout the country that are going, okay, yeah, I think we can do that too.
I think that's the most exciting part of all of this. I know you've been asked ad nauseum, so I'll try to ask it a little differently. Jeannie did not have a great, obviously, tournament out quickly. Everybody knows the comments she made afterwards. There's still time, right? This is still salvageable. She can still get back.
I'm going to take a positive tack because I've said what I think about the comments like burden and pressure. But I think at 23, there is all the opportunity for her to reestablish herself as a top player. She may need to take a step away from the game and reevaluate her commitment or reevaluate how much she enjoys it. I don't know if she enjoys it. Because if you're going to be a top professional in anything, you have to enjoy the process. And if you don't, then that's going to be difficult to sustain. But at the heart of it, Jeannie Bouchard is an excellent tennis player. And I think that she needs to get back to that and that belief. And look, the good news is there are so many players now extending their careers well into their 30s. Venus Williams, 37, now playing some of the best tennis of her life. There's lots of time for Jeannie Bouchard to reestablish herself. And I think it maybe just takes a bit of time away, some good, deep personal reflection and a recommitment on all levels.
Yeah, well, and wouldn't be the first athlete, right? It's still fairly young that just needs to do exactly what you say and come back and regain their form. Before we let you go, your thoughts on the quarterfinal tonight with Dennis and his opponent. How does that one shake out?
Well, this is actually, as I think a lot of folks who know the sport world, this is actually a very tough match for him because there's an inevitable letdown. I mean, how do you sustain that level, both emotionally, intensity, all that after beating Nadal and the crowd last night? I've never seen Unipri like that. I mean, it was just, the standing room was 5 people deep around the stadium, 11,000 people going crazy. I think that he's got a good team around him, led by Larondo, who are going to remind him, you've got to respect Mannarino the same way you respect Nadal. You've got to prepare for him the same way, and you need to apply yourself in the same way. The crowd will help him. He's going to be hurting. I mean, you pounded out for 2 hours and 45 minutes with Nadal. You pay a price. And, I saw him come in today, and he certainly looked a little stiff. But, once the play starts, he'll loosen up and he'll get into it. He'll be very competitive. But I think everybody needs to understand that it's a tough follow-up act for an 18-year-old.
Robert, you're the best. Thank you, sir. I know how busy you are, but really appreciate this.
Always a pleasure to talk about tennis, and especially when we got such a great story.
Absolutely. Thanks, pal.
Okay, bye.
Robert Bettauer joining us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. 4 Calgary locations to serve you in Cross Iron Mills, Beacon Hill, East Hill Shopping Center, and 130th Ave, southstreetburger.com. I know that we need to get to Justin, but let's do this. R. Rash Madani spoke with Roger Federer just recently, and you need to hear this.
3 years ago, on the final Sunday of the tournament in Toronto, you practiced with a 15-year-old Canadian who last night knocked out Rafa Nadal. You watched the entire thing. What'd you make of it?
Yeah, I actually remember the practice a lot, you know. I was there with Edberg, I remember, and we looked for a hitting partner, and this really young kid came out. And when a 15-year-old kid usually comes out, it's like, oof. I mean, it might work out, but, you know, let's hope he's not too nervous. I hope he serves a big enough ball. I hope he can serve all right. And he did all these things great already, and we were actually quite impressed. And then I watched him last year win Junior Wimbledon a little bit on the TV. And he's just fearless, you know, he keeps going for it, and that's exactly what he did yesterday against Nadal. It was mighty impressive. I was really happy for him. It was a tough loss for Rafa, but what an atmosphere, and what a day for Canadian tennis. I thought it was great, and he's got an amazing future ahead of himself.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Have a guy like
one
Roger
of the best
Federer,
ever, right?
Potentially the best ever.
Yeah.
Just put over an 18-year-old from Canada. That's pretty cool.
And the crowd.
And the crowd. Yep, that's pretty cool.
So Denis Shapovalov back at it at 4:30 Calgary time.
Adrian Mannarino is his opponent.
And, you know, I'm glad Robert brought it up, and this will be it, and we'll take a break. But you know and I know, we've seen this movie before. Big win, letdown. Big win, and then a letdown. You get that big emotional win. Pat, from pure sporting standpoint, he beats Mannarino today. That's just as big a win in a way. Right, because he's able
to come back
the next day.
Well, then you're into the Final Four, and if for as Robert said, here's a guy who thrives on pressure. You're going into a Final Four in your home country. That's the type of pressure that you can really, really learn from, and the type of stage that you can draw some really, really important experiences from.